This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, Kate Gilbert will jump center for Mountain Home. Destiny Salary will try to win the tip for Jonesboro. Mountain Home will be moving left to right for this first half. Jonesboro right to left. Ball official takes the ball. He's getting ready to come to center court. Here he comes to half court stripe. Ball is up in the air. The tip is controlled by Jonesboro. Here is Mitchell into the front court for the Lady Hurricane. Mountain Home starting off into man-to-man. Mitchell is still at the top. Throws over on the right elbow to Kiana Hardaway. Now ball goes to Ariana Hardaway. She's going to put up the three-pointer on the right side. No good. Rebound chased down by Gilbert. Mountain Home will have their first possession of the day with their opportunity to strike first. Here is Gilbert with it up top for the Lady Bombers. Drills toward the right side. Gives it down to Foreman on the low block. Kicks it back out to Gilbert. Gilbert will drill toward the elbow. Throws it up top to Husky. Now Husky gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert has it on the right wing. Takes the screen from Foreman. Now he finds Foreman in the lane. Now it's going down towards the low block. Kicks it back out to Gilbert. We are 50 seconds into this contest. Gilbert still with it. With it back up top. She'll drill to the right side. Now throws up top to Foreman. Now it gives it to Martin. Martin will drill toward the right wing, gives it there to Husky. Husky takes the screen for Foreman, and drills towards the elbow. Now it's the ball knocked away from her, and now fouls will be called on Peyton Husky, a reaching foul. That is her first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home. And that is the Lady Bombers' first turnover of the day. 6:41 left in this opening period. No score as of yet. Mitchell will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Hurricane. Throws over on the right side to Kiana Hardaway. Now it goes up top to Sonny Martin. Over to Mitchell on the left wing. Mitchell drilled down into the lane. Now kicks up top to Salary. Salary is going down towards the lane. Now kicks it out to Mitchell on the left side. Mitchell's going into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Foreman gets the rebound and about has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Jonesboro, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 6:11 left in the first quarter. No score as of yet. Husky will throw it in to Emma Martin. Now Jonesboro's going with a zone press. She'll give it back to Husky. Now she's being double-teamed, trying to figure out where to go. It throws it into the front court to Gilbert, so Mountain Home does break the press. Gilbert dribbles down towards the lane, goes up for the layup, no good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with a chance to put Mountain Home on the board first. The foul was on Ariana Hardaway. That's her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Hurricanes. So Kay Gilbert at the free throw line with 5:58 left. And a chance to put Mountain Home on the board first. Gilbert's first free throw is up. Good. Aston Yates is going to check in for the Lady Bombers and replace Kyra Penn. Yates, a 5'8 sophomore. So one more free throw for Gilbert. Sorry, Destiny Salary. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Hurricane. 5:08 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, leading 2-0. Gilbert inbound on the far sideline. Gets in to Husky. Back to Gilbert. On the left wing. Now Gilbert will throw it to Foreman near the left elbow. And Foreman's just going to put up the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Mitchell. She's back the other way for Jonesboro. Mitchell drilled towards the left elbow. Throws it to Salary on the wing. Put up the three-pointer. No good. And offensive rebound for Kiana Hardaway. She goes back up with it off the glass and in. And we're tied up. Kiana Hardaway with her first 2 points of the day. 2. And now Kate Gilbert's being trapped in the backcourt, and now Mountain Home's going to take the timeout. So we'll break with 4:26 left of the first quarter. It is Mountain Home and Jonesboro knotted up at 2. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Mountain Home takes their first time out of the game. They have the ball as they're tied with Jonesboro at 2-all. 4:26 left in the first quarter. Husky will inbound it on the baseline. Mountain Home does have to go the length of the floor. Gets into Emma Martin. Now she'll throw it to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert gets into the front court. Throws it down to Foreman. Down the low block, going up for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Kiana Hardaway. And back comes Jonesboro with their first chance to take the lead in this game. Here is Mitchell into the front court. Throws out to Kiana Hardaway. Now she'll give it to Sunny Martin. Over to Salary on the right side. Now Salary is dribbling down into the lane. Going up for the layup. Off the glass, no good. But draws contact and will head to the free throw line. 4:01 left in the first quarter. That foul is called on, I believe, Emma Martin. Nope, they gave it to Kate Gilbert. That's her first personal foul, team foul number 2 against the Lady Bombers. So Destiny Salary at the free throw line. First shot is up. Good. And Jonesboro has their first lead of the day. One more free throw for Salary. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Destiny Salary with her first 2 points of the day. 4-2, Jonesboro leading it. A little over 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Emma Martin takes the ball, gives it to Husky, who will get it into the front court. Mountain Home breaks the press. Now she's being double-teamed. Now we'll throw it to Emma Martin. Now Jonesboro switches to a man-to-man. Emma Martin dribbles toward the right side. Now goes back up to the top, takes a screen from Foreman, goes over to the left, gives it there to Husky. Husky's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It rolls around and goes in. Peyton Husky with her first 3 points of the day, our second lead change. Mountain Home up 5-4 with a little over 3.5 minutes left of the first quarter. Here's Salary back the other way going into the lane. Now an offensive foul called on Destiny Salary. That's her second personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Lady Hurricane. And their second turnover of the day. Checking in for Jonesboro, replacing Destiny Salary is Brooklyn Dooley, a 5'5 senior. Emma Martin takes inbound pass, gives it to Gilbert. Into the front court, it goes to Yates, and she's fouled from behind. Sonny Martin picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Lady Hurricane. 3:23 left in the first quarter. Mounts on with the ball, leading 5-4. Peyton Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. Gets it into Kate Gilbert. By the way, Tamia Clark checked in, I believe, during the timeout for Jonesboro. She's a 5'5 junior. Ball goes to Yates. And now an offensive foul away from the ball. I think they got Husky with that foul. Nope, they got Kate Gilbert. That's her second personal foul, team foul number 3 against Mountain Home, and their second turnover of the day. And now, I don't know what the deal was. Looked like Mount Home tried to sub, but they wouldn't let Emily Payne come in. So she's going to have to weigh the scores table. Mitchell brings the ball into the front court. A little over 3 minutes left. Mount Home leading 5-4. Mitchell with it up top. Throws it over to Clark. I'm sorry, to Dooley. Now Sonny Martin has up the top. Now she'll give it to Mitchell on the left wing. She'll pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. Good. Kayla Mitchell with her first 2 points. Our third lead change of the day. Jonesboro's up 6-5 with 2:43 left in the first quarter. Gilbert loses the handle of the ball but gets it back. Gets it into the front court. Throws over on the left wing to Husky. Husky will dribble toward the left side. Gives it to Martin there. Now drills to the elbow. Up top to Yates. Yates going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Mitchell gets the rebound. Back quickly comes Jonesboro. Mitchell quickly into the lane going in for the layup. Off the glass and in. Kayla Mitchell with 4 quick points, 8-5, Jonesboro leading it, 2:15 left in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert with it on the left wing for Mountain Home. Now she'll dribble up to the top. Gives it to Husky. Husky has it near the half-court stripe. Dribbles toward the right side. Gives it there to Emma Martin. Now Martin will dribble up to the top. Throws it to Kate Gilbert in the right corner. Gilbert's going to drill toward the elbow. Pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound comes to Sonny Martin. And back come the Lady Hurricane. 1:44 left in the first quarter. Jonesboro with the ball, leading by three. Mitchell into the front court for the Lady Hurricane. Dribbles over to the right wing. Now is going down into the lane. Kicks it out to Brooklyn Dooley for the three-pointer. It rolls around and goes in. Brooklyn Dooley with her first 3 points. 11-5. All of a sudden, it's a two-possession lead for Jonesboro with 1:20 left in the first quarter. Peyton Husky will bring it into the front court for Mountain Home. Now gives it to Emma Martin. She'll drill toward the left side, throws it up top to Gilbert. Over to Husky on the right. Down to Yates on the low block. Now she's going to be fouled from behind with 59.8 seconds left. Call that foul on Kiana Hardaway, her first personal foul, team foul number five against Jonesboro. Kyra Penn and Emily Payne both check in for Mountain Home, replacing Ashton Yates and Kate Gilbert. Husky takes the inbound pass, throws it to Penn up near the top, down to Foreman in the paint for the layup off the glass. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Jonesboro, by Destiny Thomas, who just checked in a little bit ago. She's a 5'6" freshman. Back come the Lady Hurricane. Here's Ariana Hardaway, throws over on the left side to Clark. Down to Dooley, now to Thomas in the lane. Her layup no good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 39.5 seconds left. Kyra Penn picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. So Destiny Thomas at the free throw line for the first time today to try to build on Jonesboro's six-point lead. First free throw is up, no good. By the way, Emily Payne, I mentioned she came in a little bit ago from Mountain Home. She is a 5'6 sophomore. So one more free throw coming up for Thomas. Second shot is up. Rolls around, will not go. And rebounds knocked around. Finally, looks like, well, the jump ball is going to be called, and it's going to be Mountain Home's basketball on the possession arrow. 37 seconds left. Mountain Home gets the ball back. Jonesboro leading 11-5. Kiana Hardaway is going to check back in for Jonesboro as Destiny Thomas takes a seat. Husky will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into to Payne. Payne brings it across the timeline. It's a full court man-to-man for Jonesboro. Payne dribbles to the right side. Picks up a drill. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Emma Martin. And now fouls will be called on Jonesboro. Brooklyn Dooley picks up her first personal foul. That's the last foul Jonesboro has to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 20.4 seconds left. Destiny Thomas is going to check right back in for Jonesboro, replacing Kiana Hardaway. And also for the Lady Hurricane, Kayla Mitchell will come in as Brooklyn Dooley takes a seat. Peyton Husky will inbound it on the near sideline. Gets into Emily Payne. Payne will dribble on the right wing. Throws it down to Foreman on low block. Finds Penn cutting into the lane for the layup. No good. And gets her own rebound. Goes back over there. Her shot is blocked. Tips it back out to Husky. Over to Emma Martin on the right side. Her three-pointer will not go. And this time Clark gets the rebound. 1 second. And Jonesboro's not going to get a shot off. But they will end the first quarter with the six-point lead. After 8 minutes of play, our score. Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 11-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.